This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm. And also, we've got the Discord on-air call-in line room where you can jump in there, and we'll put you on the air, and it'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. And the us in the studio is Ian,
Melanie,
and Rich.
We've been discussing LSD microdosing. It is back in the news, and as you were saying, Rich, it's great to see actual news coverage of this phenomenon. The idea that professionals are now admitting that they are, well, they're not publicly coming out, like with the guy they interview here, that he's only given his first name, which may not be his real first name. But, you know, they've got news media talking to, you know, real professionals who go to work every single day who are saying things like they believe that a small dose of LSD, a microdose as they call it, maybe about a tenth of a normal recreational dose, helps them. He says it normally might take him, he's a writer, it normally might take him a while to come up with a creative theme or a nice metaphor or a turn of phrase, but with microdosing, he says, I feel like I get down, or I want to get down to the challenge of writing right away rather than procrastinating for most of the morning or whatever. He wants to get started. He says concentration is improved, the work ethic feels strong, you're engaged with what you're doing, and you feel like you're actually using your brain rather than just going through the motions of your job. So Rob is forced to buy his supply. By the way, this is a story from the Daily Star in the UK. He's forced to buy his supply from the dark web. He says it's not ideal because you don't know if your money is going to people who are also involved with incredibly evil stuff. He says that's a direct consequence of drug policy, I'm afraid. If you treat all drugs as equally harmful, equally abused, and with equal possibilities of addiction, then the supply ends up in the hands of criminals.
That's also true of white market drugs. If you go to Walgreens and you have a script for antibiotics and you give Walgreens money, Walgreens also sells, you know, opiates and some pretty, you know, messed up stuff, and they're a corporation, so they're probably doing evil things on the side. Probably engaged in eminent domain or something like that.
Although an opiate like a drug is not an inherently bad thing.
That's
true. There are excellent reasons for taking opiates. For example, a broken leg.
Yep.
Surgery. You know, there are good reasons for it to exist.
Yeah, that's true of all, I mean, cocaine, that's true of all kinds of things.
Well, they also, so they also sell cigarettes. Like, you're not going to find a supplier of anything, not just a supplier, the term people usually use supplier, that is completely how you want them to be morally clean. And that's not unique to the black market.
Yeah, well, think how hard it is for you not to do the things you disapprove of, much less or do business with people who do the things you disagree with, and then magnify that by trying to run a multinational corporation. It really can't be done.
The copywriter, however, this is again the professional that they interviewed, won't necessarily recommend microdosing to others. He says, quote, the human brain should be a powerful enough tool for its owner. Taking performance-enhancing drugs isn't really what the human condition is about, is it? It's to make the best out of what you've got, to accept your limitations, and where possible to overcome them using your own willpower and mental resources. And so you had kind of touched on the idea that maybe it's not a good idea to do this every single day, Melanie. And I think it would be interesting to have a long-term study because we don't have that right now. There's no useful...
Especially if there's people who are doing it anyway. And so he's saying things like, I feel like I get more done. I never really rely on that because that can be misleading.
Sure.
So he might feel like, I don't doubt that he feels like he gets more done. If he didn't, he probably would stop doing the LSD.
Right.
That doesn't mean he's actually getting more done.
I tend to agree, and I've always wondered this about, you know, people who have caffeine addictions, is they feel as though, like you accepted earlier, the idea that people with, you know, using caffeine, that it's good for them, that it's useful for them. But
I don't know that anybody still thinks it's good for them. Well, it is if your situation demands that you do things that a human cannot do. So you are being forced to alter yourself versus starve to death. Caffeine is the preferable option. If that's your scenario, that doesn't mean that caffeine is healthy in any way.
Well, some people seem to use it as a crutch rather than a performance enhancer. I think they start using it as a performance enhancer because initially it feels as though you're getting
that
rush.
I think they start using it because they have to stay up for 20 hours a day.
Well, whatever their reason is, some people just use it because they, you know, think it gets them up earlier or faster in the morning or whatever, not necessarily because they have to be working 20 hours in a day, just because they believe that it provides a benefit. But I question whether that benefit is still provided once the person becomes addicted to the product.
No, it's not. That's like almost the definition of an addiction.
Right. I think that at that point they're just feeding their addiction, and they tell themselves a story about how they, you know, love caffeine and that they need to have it in order to, you know, get up in the morning or whatever. And they might need to have it to get up in the morning because it's become a habit.
A larger dose is required to achieve the same effect.
Because of tolerance?
Because of tolerance.
Is caffeine build tolerance?
I've met plenty of people who have told me that basically they plateau and their behavior seems to exhibit that. They might just not be addicted to caffeine.
When you say they plateau, what do you mean?
So usually when you do a drug, you keep having to do more and more of it to get the same effects, but then you get the negative side effects of doing actually that
dose that you're doing. Yeah.
But I have met people who they take a cup of coffee or two, and it's the same strength, and they've been taking that same one or two cups of coffee for the past 10 years, and it's never gone up.
Yeah.
So those people do exist. Maybe they're some, you know, rare genetically, and they are not addicted to caffeine. Maybe some
they're addicted.
I don't know.
Just because you're not addicted doesn't mean, or just because you're only taking the same dose every day doesn't mean you aren't suffering from addiction.
Well,
right?
Well, then again, taking something daily doesn't necessarily imply that you are addicted.
So if they're showing no effects of addiction, I have no reason to believe that they're addicted. Whereas somebody who gets headaches when they don't drink caffeine fast enough or they keep having to drink more, those are side effects of addiction.
That's correct.
So I can say that that person is addicted.
You don't think a person who drinks two cups of coffee in the morning won't get a headache if they cut it out?
I don't.
I think some of them may and some of them may not.
I think some of them don't. Just because something's highly addictive does not mean that every single person is addicted to it.
But remember that tolerance is part of the addiction or part of the definition of addiction. That's one of the big things that they ask you, especially about alcohol, is do you have to drink more to get the same effect?
Mm-hmm.
And if your use is continually sloping upward, that's a big sign of an addiction.
For sure. It's not only office workers who are experimenting with these secret ingredients. Athletes are also reporting noticeable benefits, and converts are wildly enthusiastic. This is James Orrock writing in the Bulletin for the Multidisciplinary Association for Psychedelic Studies, which is MAPS, as we mentioned earlier. Quote, LSD can increase your reflex time to lightning speed, improve your balance to the point of perfection, increase your concentration, and make you impervious to weakness or pain, said extreme athlete James Orrock in the Bulletin. So, I mean, that sounds, you know, too good to be true. I'm sure there are some negative sides to this microdosing, but so far the press coverage has been largely positive of the phenomenon. And so I think it's interesting. I'm glad to see that people are talking about it. I'm glad to see that it's in the news because these are things that deserve discussion. They deserve to be openly talked about. And I guarantee you most of talk radio isn't talking about this.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I have definitely found the stamina increase from taking LSD. I mean, when I was younger, I used to drop a couple of hits.
Oh, yeah, we got to get to your story.
I would walk back and forth across Ann Arbor, Michigan, which is, you know, 7 or 8 miles, and just not care
no big deal.
How far I was walking.
Let's get to your story, because we teased that before, and I totally spaced it here. So 150 hits. You had claimed that you took 150 hits. We're going to interrupt the story, of course, here again, but get it started for us, Rich.
Okay, well, it was circa 1986, and I had hitchhiked.
How old were you?
15 or 16, okay. Or probably 16 or 17. But I'd hitchhiked from Ann Arbor, Michigan to Akron, Ohio to see the Grateful Dead, Bob Dylan, and Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers at
All
the
right.
Rubber Bowl.
Grateful Dead sounds like a good concert to score some LSD at, possibly.
Exactly what I was thinking.
So we'll find out what happened here in a little bit. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. What happened when Rich Paul took 150 doses?
From the third letter of Captain Mark. The Crown's observation conditions us to be dishonest with ourselves. Therefore, constant surveillance produces a society of constant deception. Honest communication is the seed of civilized conduct. To deny us this seed is to deny us its fruits. But the Crown's primary objective is to stifle free thought itself, to make its subjects incapable of dissent. Seasoned pirates have always encrypted messages and codes and ciphers, so intercepted transmissions were incomprehensible. But today, the Crown possesses advanced tools of pattern recognition that document, profile, and predict our every move. Today, piracy requires hailing frequencies completely invisible to the Crown. We are tired of poltergeists in the static. Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels, or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Three Tracy and
Melanie.
And Rich Paul.
You can Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. You can also get on our on-air call-in line chat room on the Discord, which is where we've got our next caller at, which we're going to get to here. But I want to make sure you have a chance to tell your story, Rich, because I don't want to forget about it again, given that we're already in the third hour of the show here. So I don't want to miss out on Rich Paul taking 150 doses of LSD. That's not something you do on accident, ever.
It's not. It's certainly not something I recommend that you do on purpose.
No, no, absolutely not.
So here's what happened.
Just by comparison, I've never taken more than one hit of LSD at a time.
Yeah. Most people never take more than 10. Most people never take more than one or two.
Right.
The extremists,
the psychonauts,
mostly don't take more than 10.
Right.
What happened to
so
me
you
is I hitchhiked to this concert.
To the Grateful Dead, Bob,
in
who
Ohio.
Was it?
It was Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Right.
Was first bill, then Bob Dylan, and then the Grateful Dead.
Okay.
So two of those I absolutely love. Bob Dylan, I've got great respect for him as a poet. I'm not a big fan of his voice, but having a chance to see him in concert once was great. I went there, and the other reason that I was going there is I was in the LSD business, and that was the best place to get sheets.
Okay.
So I was buying...
And a sheet is 100 hits.
A sheet is 100 hits.
Right. And then isn't a Bible, like... How many
a
sheets
Bible
is in a Bible?
Would be, I think, 100...
100 sheets?
100 sheets, but that okay. might be a book.
It yeah,
might
I've heard
be
book,
that,
too.
It might be that it's a sheet, book, and then Bible,
okay.
of course. There are many books in the Bible, so that might be another 100.
Okay, gotcha.
But, so... I got the sheet and a half, and almost...
Was this in the parking lot?
Yeah.
Okay.
Almost immediately sold off half a sheet to somebody else.
Yeah.
And
this is, by the way, a terrible way to buy LSD, generally, because you never know who you're going to run into, but...
Well, the thing is, at the Dead shows at the time...
It was pretty reliable.
That was the source of LSD at that time. Most of it was coming out of one house, and
really?
It traveled the country on the back of the Grateful Dead tour.
Wow.
And if you wanted to get the best LSD...
That's where you go.
Now, there were charlatans, and you had to get to know people, but you could generally feel people out by yep. seeing how many people they knew and how friendly those people were to them, because if you were a scammer, people didn't want you around. So
right.
you buy, and this is always a good idea in the drug business. Don't buy stuff from people who don't have any friends, because there's a reason for this.
You want people with positive recommendations for that person.
Exactly. Yep. So I sold off another half sheet. All right, sold off the half sheet.
Preferably, you should be able to find somebody at the concert who is already tripping on the thing that they purchased
yeah.
from the person, and then
well,
you know,
that's
if you
the
trust
other
them.
Thing is yeah. is always buy LSD from somebody who's tripping balls if you're buying it publicly. But so anyway, so I had this. I was going into the concert then. I had 150 hits left. Actually, probably 145 because I think I'd taken five, and I put the acid in a cloth bag that I was wearing around my neck.
Mm-hmm.
But then as I was going into the concert, they were searching people, so
uh-oh.
I took the cloth bag off from around my neck, and I put it in my underwear. Well, it was a very hot day. And so basically, I'm sweating. The family jewels are washing themselves. And this is soaking through this cloth bag running down my leg. And LSD, if you don't know, is easily absorbed
through the skin,
unlike most drugs.
The typical way of dosing on blotter acid is to put it underneath your tongue.
Right.
It's because it's absorbed through the, the whatever the area is.
Yeah, well, it's absorbed under your tongue,
yes.
and it is somewhat destroyed by stomach acid when you
uh-huh.
swallow it.
Right.
So some of it will be lost in that process.
So, yeah, you want to generally keep it in your mouth until the paper dissolves, basically, until it's gone completely.
Right. So then I got out in the parking lot. This was after the three-hour show.
Right, because I was going to say, skin, I'm guessing, wouldn't absorb it as quickly as under the tongue, sublingual or whatever.
Yeah, not
right?
as quickly, right. And probably not as completely.
Yeah, but it will.
But it then will. When I got out, by the time I got outside, I was tripping balls, and I was so paranoid, and I thought that everybody I saw was the FBI. So I realized,
not
and it's funny that it
years.
Was specifically the FBI, because it was they who finally did catch up with me in like 2012, 30-some years later. But so I decided that I had to eat the evidence, and I then consumed this ball.
Oh,
sweat-soaked mess of acid. And I was, after that,
wow.
I was really high. I mean, to the point where
God.
I would
How
be
did you
talking.
Get home?
Well, it took me about 2 weeks because I was hitchhiking again. But people would
right.
pick me up, and after about 10 minutes, either their head would explode, and I wouldn't be able to hide my reaction to it well enough, and they'd be like, oh my, or I'd just say something off the wall, and they'd be like, oh my, because
crazy.
You're when you're tripping, you're trying so hard not to be creepy that you can't help it, because you're watching this, like, insane movie going on, and you know that you're the only one who can see the movie.
Oh,
so
God.
You're trying not to react, but that's very much
you
like
don't
trying
want them
not
to, know,
to laugh.
Right?
Yeah. and it's,
Wow.
Yeah, it's, it was very strange.
How long was it until you went to sleep after that?
The jury's out. Because, because
normally for listeners that don't know, right?
You don't trip when you're tripping, or
you don't sleep
when you're tripping. Normally,
right. I mean, getting to sleep at the end of a trip can be a bit of a process. It can be annoying if you want to sleep,
yeah.
You can't necessarily.
It's not a bad idea to have a light dose of Valium for after tripping. Although I usually don't do that. I just lay there and think about it till I'm
yeah.
done. But the reason the jury's out on that is I have a memory of waking up in the flower bed of an Italian restaurant somewhere in Ohio with a man who I swear to God was Chef Boyardee kicking my feet and screaming at me in Italian. But I don't know if it was real. I have
right.
no idea. This could be a complete hallucination.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but, Chef, if you were real and you're out there, I'm sorry I slept in your roses. It must have been the roses. And so
wow.
that's my
story.
I eventually got back to Ann Arbor after a long
yeah.
time of thinking I was literally never going to come down. And please don't think that this was necessarily fun.
No.
This was terrifying.
This is terrifying.
No,
I don't recommend
awful.
This
that sounds
to
like
anybody.
Some CIA Gitmo stuff.
Yeah, it was. I saw things in the recesses of my mind that most
yeah.
people will never have to deal with.
855 450 free like freedom if you want to tell your story. That's going to be a tough one to top, though. Free Talk Live.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever is on your mind here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. If you want to tell your drug dose story, you're certainly welcome to do so, although you're going to have a tough time topping Rich Paul with 150, basically accidental dose of 150 hits of
LSD. Yeah, 150 times the dosage. If you take 150 times the dosage of anything,
you're
I don't care if it's
come
water,
back.
You're going to die.
Yeah, One thing I should point out, that is absolutely true, and that was kind of how we came to the story in the first place. We were talking about the potential danger of microdosing, and one of the things that indicates to me that LSD is a relatively benign drug is that you actually can do something incredibly stupid like that.
And
you know, I laugh about this 30 years later, but I could have, you know, I could have bricked myself basically.
Well, right, but just because something's not going to
stunt
kill you doesn't mean that it's not bad for you, and it doesn't mean that it's not going to cause permanent damage.
Yeah, and
so taking LSD every day, I still can't be a fan of.
Yeah, I can certainly understand that, and I really don't know what the impact would be. I mean, I know hippies who trip three or four times a week in full doses. Some of them are very strange.
Yeah.
I feel like that's not what LSD is for. LSD can help you get over some psychological issues you have. So then if you have psychological issues, that's when you would be taking LSD.
Mm-hmm.
Doing that 2 to 3 times a week, I mean, you're not even
going
to process anything that you're getting from the LSD. You're just doing LSD to get you an LSD.
I generally agree, and there's another issue with LSD, which was one of the things it does is stir up the subconscious. And if there are things buried in there that you have to deal with, then that can be very useful. But after a while, you stop having the epiphanies with each trip. And that's generally when I tell people, well, why don't you give it a rest for a while?
Right, right. Because then it's just becoming normal. Then you're normalizing
Exactly.
Let's bring Lumpy in here. He's on the line.
I
do want to let you know of ForkFest at ForkFest 2018. It's coming up June 14th through the 18th. Lumpy, you planning on joining us for ForkFest this year?
I am now.
Excellent.
Yeehaw!
It's happening.
I'm going to party with Lumpy again.
It's happening.
I hope so, yeah.
Rogers Campground at the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. If you've ever been there before, you definitely want to come back. If you've never been there before, then you really don't want to miss it. It's a lot of fun to be in the woods with other liberty-minded people, and who knows what substances will be floating around. ForkFest.party is where you can go to learn more about it. That's going to be happening. It's the second time. So last year was the very first time ForkFest occurred. It's a decentralized liberty camping festival, meaning there's nobody who's in charge, there's no board of directors, nobody's deciding anything except for each individual. So each individual attending decides what they want to do. If you want to go and create something for other people to experience, whether it be speeches or music or, you know, movie display or whatever it is that, you know, you've got in mind. I know Daryl's going to be throwing a party one night, and then he's got athletic events he's going to be doing on, I think, the daytime hours on that day. Jay Noon's got a wedding that's happening there.
Is he marrying somebody
He's getting married to somebody.
Oh, wow.
And so those are a few of the things that are happening that I've heard of. And if you want to go to ForkFest.party, that's where you can learn more about the event. Again, that's ForkFest.party. It's happening June 14th through the 18th. Lumpy, what were you calling about tonight?
Well, there's something else I've got to just bring up. I remember years ago when I was at ForkFest, and I was close to people who were selling lots of cannabis products. Mm. And the last day of the event, these people came in that had not been there for the entire event that I had seen, because I had been out walking around doing my thing, smoking a bong everywhere with, you know, families and everything as if it was, you know, dangerous or something, right?
Right.
And Gary Johnson, by the way, who denied smoking pot. So,
only denied it in a certain time frame.
Well, I mean, maybe they shouldn't, like, incriminate him, though, because it's pot still illegal. Like,
well, he's, I mean, I don't get the impression that Gary Johnson smokes pot very often. I mean, he said he had had edible within the last month in one interview.
No. I kind of do
and
get the impression
just
that he...
assume that from that he's a pothead and he's out there every day doing nothing but smoking. Well, most people who smoke pot don't do that. Most people who smoke pot smoke at a party once every couple of weeks when it comes around to them and don't do it.
Well, now that Adam Kokesh is running for not president, that makes four people that have run for president that I've been lucky enough to smoke cannabis with.
There you go.
So
I
feel important. Yeah. Well, the reasons I'm calling tonight is because, you know, you guys talk about what I think are the real news, the real issues, and I love this show for that. I can't get enough of you guys and the issues that you put up. The reason why I think that drugs like marijuana, LSD, psilocybin, you know, mushrooms, ayahuasca, peyote, DMT, et cetera, they're all illegal is because, A, they cure you of the belief in government
the
state.
They don't always. There's plenty of people out there who've done LSD that still...
Yeah, well,
you know,
we still have Gary Johnson.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And then, B, they cure you of the belief that the things are actually bad. And that could be, that you can still believe they're bad if you take 150 Oh, my God. I knew it was a sheet and a half right away. I thought you would have known that. But anyway.
Yeah.
and C, that, you know, you can't get a patent on any of these things. You can't get a patent on mushrooms because they grow out on horse manure out, you know, or cow manure out in the woods or in the fields or, you know, certain areas. LSD is basically an organic fungus that grows on rye seeds, you know, not like 2CI or something like that. That, I think, is a chemical thing.
I actually think you're incorrect on that. There is a hallucinogen that's produced by a fungus on rye seeds that's similar to LSD, and they believe it was related to the Salem witch trials, but LSD is not the fungus. It's definitely a molecule.
Well, Albert Hofmann, born in Switzerland, joined the pharmaceutical chemical department of Sandoz Laboratories, located in Basel, as a co-worker with so-and-so. He began studying the medicinal plant squill and the fungus ergot as part of a program to purify and synthesize active constituents for use as pharmaceuticals. His main contribution was to elucidate the chemical structure of the common nucleus of cilia glycosides. While researching lysergic acid derivatives, Hofmann first synthesized LSD in 1938 on November 16th. The main intention of the synthesis was to obtain a respiratory and circulatory stimulant. It was set aside for 5 years until April 17th of 1943, when Hofmann decided to take a second look at it. While resynthesizing LSD, he accidentally absorbed a small amount of the drug through his fingertips and discovered its powerful effect. So I guess that doesn't say exactly how he synthesized it, but it doesn't sound like he pulled it from some seed.
Well, when you synthesize something, you're building the molecule, and when you're isolating or purifying it, extracting it, then it's coming from a plant.
I see.
So
he built it somehow.
If you synthesize it, it's synthetic. So it was the result of some chemical reaction, which I know people who know how to do that chemical reaction, but it's more Heisenberg than mushroom.
Gotcha. All right, Lumpy, go ahead.
Well, it's just that these things are things you can basically make in your kitchen safely. They're therapeutic. I mean, there's other things that
you cannot make LSD in your kitchen safely. You have to be a chemist.
Some of them are.
You have to be a chemist who knows what the hell you're doing before you start messing with that stuff. That's why you don't have a bunch of LSD floating around. There's only certain people who know what they're doing that can actually make it in mass amounts.
A lot of the recreational drugs, though, you can.
But it can't be patented, and it's not something that people can patent, is what I'm trying to say. And there's a lack of control and profit motive.
Yeah, if they can't get a cut, it's illegal. That's kind of
exactly right. I mean,
Lumpy. I don't know if you had more to say, but if you do, you can hang on. We'll bring it back here for this: why drugs are illegal. Because they do have the potential to expand people's minds beyond the point where the government feels comfortable with them. And there's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at Sunny sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in here toll-free and bring up anything you want to discuss. Our number here, 855-450-FREE. We got maybe enough time for you if you get on the lines right now. With you here tonight, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Rich.
Got a libertarian-run business that's yours or that you even know of. You can add it to liberty.menu. It is a tool for the liberty community, for people who reject the initiation of force and who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. If that describes you, you really ought to be over at liberty.menu right now. Well, if you're driving, wait till you're done. But then go there and add your business to the menu. Add your business to the map. It's essentially a map of all the liberty, well, not all of them, but as many as, you know, have added themselves, liberty-friendly businesses out there, people who are freedom-friendly and run a business, who want liberty-minded people to know about their business. Or maybe not just businesses, but events coordination. If you're putting together an event like ForkFest, for instance, that's up there. Digital content creators. You make movies, you make videos, you make audio production, whatever. You put your content there as well. Liberty.menu is a great site, and it's totally free, so there really is no reason not to go there and add your stuff to it. So Liberty.menu will help other libertarians discover you, whatever products or services that you're offering. Liberty.menu. As we continue here, Lumpy is still on the line with us on the Discord on air call in line room. You were talking, Lumpy, about your, you know, what you believe the reasons are that the state continues with prohibition on psychedelic substances.
Well, I believe there's a lot of ignorance, and I don't mean that in a derogatory way. The people who are against it, and I was actually asked a short time ago by James on Discord, message me, James from Arizona.
God.
He's a fan of yours, Rich.
Jesus.
But the reason there's so many of us, I used to be on the other side of the drug war, and I was an ignorant buffoon, okay?
Oh, wow.
I was absolutely stupid. Yeah, I absolutely was. I was on the other side of the drug war, didn't use anything for like 20 years. And let me tell you, it didn't do me any good. I felt like, you know, I needed a lot of different things. And that, those, that was a big part of, you know, my, realization. And, you know, I'm sitting here with something that on my, it's legal now, but it's a CBD salve that, you know, if I have a joint, you know, if my joints ache or my back hurts or my elbow, my foot or my skin is bad, I can put this on myself. It has no cannabis in it whatsoever. Mm-hmm. I mean, no THC in it, right. Just CBD. When it's probably better with the THC in it. And if I got a little high, fine, that's fine. I'm not one of those people who can, you know, I can manage probably a little better with some. And, you know, but, I do believe that there's, you know, it's like, you know, we have alcohol as legal and it is so bad and it is the worst in cigarettes and stuff like that. And, you know, it's that back then, I think that back when prohibition for alcohol started and the outcry was so much because, well, you know, the government was so much smaller. It's not that the outcry was so much, but the government had so much less power then. Now they've evolved into this giant machine. And, you know, the information and misinformation, there's so much missing information out there. You know, when more of us are able to have the courage to stand up and stop these harms and just not even stand up, just stop the harms that are coming to so many people who are innocent of not even harming anyone, who are even probably trying to prevent harm to themselves and other people by testing themselves with these substances. You know, I'm not recommending that everybody go out there and drop a you know, 150 hits of acid.
No, God, no.
But
God,
the
no,
information
no, ever
is
do that, ever.
So lacking. It's yeah. so lacking. I've tried it, and I've used it recreationally, and it's turned out to be so much more than just recreational.
I've used it spiritually. I mean, absolutely.
Well, there's other things. There's stuff that kava
I've used it spiritually extract, while intending to use it recreationally.
Sure.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what's happened to me, you know. And, but I mean, there's things in places like, I'm trying to think, Fiji and some other the islands down there, they grow this kava root, which will give you make a tea or a coffee out of it, and your lips will get a little numb, and you're very calm. I wonder how long that's going to become before it's illegal. You know, it's taken the people who have the things, like even aromatherapy. I never thought it was a real thing until I learned about the terpenes in cannabis. So, you know, I can see that there's benefit to all these things, but all those things are so outside the current norm because of the overwhelming amount of misinformation, the overwhelming size of the state having control.
Yep.
And the indoctrination of all of us.
But the nice thing is we're starting to see that breakdown. We're starting to see those old prohibitions
being picked away at. And when it does, information will be flowing to all the people that...
Well, and that's what's happened is the, you know, the information age is upon us. And Lumpy, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's what's happened. And that's why we're seeing these changes is because... You know, previously, 20, 30 years ago, you couldn't easily find information about LSD or MDMA or whatever.
Well, 20, 30 years ago, you couldn't easily find information about anything.
Right. But even
you could still find out about most things by going to the library.
Right. You could still open the encyclopedia and learn some stuff about whatever general topic you were looking
That's
for.
It's pretty basic information in this encyclopedia.
Right. Yeah, but you could still find experts more easily on, you know, topics that were public. Drugs, these sort of underground topics, would have been even more difficult to find information on or reliable information on. Up until the advent of the internet, when we started to see this information availability change in a dramatic manner. You've got so many different sites now with so many, like Arrowhead.org. I always have to plug Arrowhead whenever we're doing drug conversations here, because if you want to learn about drugs, there are some great resources, and Arrowhead's the one that's been around, in my opinion, the longest. It has the most diverse set of drugs on there. You can learn about pharmaceuticals. You can learn about the illegal ones. You can learn about plants. They have all kinds of different, you know, choices there. And, of course, the drugs that have been around for longer, like LSD or MDMA, there's more information about those. Whereas if you're looking at, let's say, an experimental chemical that's just come out a year ago, obviously there's not going to be a whole lot about that. But Arrowhead.org, I would say, is the go-to website for anybody that wants to learn about various different drugs, which, of course, is what you ought to do if you're considering taking even one hit of LSD. And you need to be in the right set and setting. You need to know at least, you know, you're not going to know what it's like until you do it. But at the very least, you can read other people's experiences on Arrowhead. You can read the frequently asked questions. You can get the basics on dosage and things like that. You really owe it to yourself if you're going to get into these things to learn about them. And thankfully, we have that information now. And with organizations like the Multidisciplinary Association for Psychedelic Studies out there, they're using the internet to garner support, to garner donations from people to where they can go out there and do these studies, like testing LSD on people that have anxiety. I was looking at the Wikipedia article about LSD, and this is one of the more recent studies that MAPS has been involved with, where they actually did, testing on, when was this? 2014, 8 subjects received a full 200 microgram dose of LSD, while 4 others received 1/10 as much. Participants then took part in 2 LSD-assisted therapy sessions 2 to 3 weeks apart. Subjects who took the full dose experienced reductions in anxiety, averaging 20%, while those given the low dose reported becoming more anxious. When subjects taking the low dose were switched to the full dose, they too showed reduced anxiety, with positive effects lasting for up to a year. So we're not talking about a minor reduction for a short period of time. We're talking about a reduction of noticeable amount for a long period of time.
And that's another reason that Big Pharma is not going to like this drug, because if they want to sell you something you can take
every day
for the rest of your life.
Right. And we've seen people taking, I remember you looked at a study once about psychedelic mushrooms, mm-hmm. helping people quit smoking cigarettes.
Yeah, I've actually, and I want that to become a part of what the Church of the Invisible Hand does.
That's your church.
So, yeah, that's my church, and I've found a psychologist now who's agreed to teach me to do the other part of that, because you don't get these benefits necessarily from getting high
just
on these substances.
It, yeah.
You get them by using them in particular ways.
With a therapist, for instance.
Yeah, and with smoking tobacco, what they did during those sessions at Johns Hopkins was cognitive behavioral therapy, so mm-hmm. I'm going to be learning that so that I can do that with people.
Very cool.
I'm looking forward to it. Yeah,
and all of this has become possible because of the internet, because we can now communicate the truths about these things in a way that previously was impossible. Previously, the only communication that happened about LSD were the alarmist headlines of, you know, teenager jumps out a 5-story window because he thought he was a bird on LSD, or some, you know, ridiculous headline like that. It's all about fear-mongering and has no real truth or, you know, valuable information to it. So that's all starting to change, and it's only going to get better, I think, from here on out as more people come out, and more people, especially these professionals coming out and admitting to using LSD for microdosing and that saying that it helps them. So we're out of time for tonight, but you can join us tomorrow online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com. Hop in our Discord at discord.lrn.fm.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.